powerful Tash, mighty god of Calormen, you of the curved beak and cruel claw, hear this prayer. Hear the plea of your humble servant, Rishtatakan, captain of the armies of the Tisrok, your chosen lord and ruler on earth.
May he live forever.
Are you ready to make your petition to Tash, Rishtatakan?
I am. I beseech you, O Tash, to give me victory in my quest to overthrow Narnia and to bring that land under the power and lordship of the Tisrok. May he live forever.
Unfold your black wings over Rishtatakan. Protect him in the task he undertakes in your name. Reach forth your mighty talons that they may give the strength of Tash to his arm.
If I bring about the end of Narnia, it will be by my own strength and cunning, not by any help from our gruesome, vulture-headed god. But I will let Tash take the credit, for the Tisrok will need someone to rule the country for him. And who better than a loyal servant and a devout believer in Tash?
The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis, dramatized by Brian Sibley. The Last Battle.
Are you sure this is the right place, Eustace?
Yes. There's his name on that metal plate by the door.
Should you ring again, do you think?
Maybe I should.
All right, all right. I heard you the first time.
It takes me quite a while to get to the door these days. Oh, hello.
Professor Kirk.
Yes, and you must be...
Eustace Scrub. And this is...
Jill Pole.
So you're here. Splendid. Well, you'd best come in. Yes, it's good.
Sure the others will be here soon. And till then, we shall have a nice cup of tea and no cake, of course. I suppose children do still like cake these days.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
Good. Now, I want you to meet Miss Plummer.
Hello. It's Jill, isn't it?
Yes, Miss Plummer.
And this must be Eustace.
Hello, Miss Plummer.
Call me Aunt Polly like the others do, or just Polly if you prefer.
Then you must be the Polly Plummer who went to Narnia at the very beginning.
I did indeed, with Master Diggory Kirk here. Mm.
Was that you, Professor?
Well, I suppose it must have been. Right, come along, sit yourselves down, let's have some tea. Right.
So... how many times have you been to Narnia?
Twice. The first time with Edmund and Lucy, and then the last time with Jill here.
I've only been there once, you see.
Oh, never mind. We only went there the once, didn't we, Diggory?
Yes, an awful hope we'd get back, but never did. No. Now, as for you two, I'm not sure your travelling days are quite over yet.
How do you mean?
Are we going back?
Well, it's not up to me, I'm afraid, but... look, let us wait until the others arrive, then we can all talk about it together.
Oh.
The professor's right. But I know how you feel. The moment you start thinking about Narnia and remembering everything, the great lion, Aslan, the talking animals, well, then you want very much to be there and to find out what's happening to the place.
You know, Puzzle, I think it would be a good idea if you trotted down to the market today.
Must I, Shift? It's such a long journey.
You know your trouble, Puzzle. You're always complaining about something. You've got four legs, haven't you? Anyway, I thought you donkeys liked a good trot.
Well, yes, it's just that it is quite a way.
Of course, being an ape, I've only got two legs. But if you'd rather I walk to the market when you could do the trip in half the time and enjoy a good trot at the same time...
Well, I suppose, put like that, Shifter...
Yes?
If only we didn't live away up here beyond Lantern Waste.
But we like it up here. Close to Cauldron Pool and the Great Waterfall. Much nicer than living too near villages and towns.
Yes, but what do we need from the market?
Bananas and oranges.
But I never eat bananas or oranges.
I know, but I do. You see, Puzzle, I can't eat grass and thistles like you, so it's only fair I should make up for it in other ways.
Oh, yes, Shift, of course, I see that.
Good. Now, remember, Puzzle, I understand what needs to be done better than you. After all, I'm an ape, and everyone knows that apes are clever, whereas you are a donkey, and therefore not very clever.
No, Shift, that's quite true. I'm not very clever.
Look! What's that?
What's what?
That yellow thing that's just come down the waterfall. Look, there it is again. Now, we must find out what it is.
Must we?
Of course we must. It may be something useful. Now, just hop into the pool like a good fellow and fish it out. Then we can have a proper look at it.
Hop into the pool?
Well, how are we going to get it if you don't?
Wouldn't it be better if you went in?
If I...
The water looks terribly cold, and I'm a bit frightened by how fast the water whirls around. I'm not sure it's very safe. Besides, it's you who wants to know what the thing is. I don't. And you've got hands.
Hands?
You're as good as a man or a dwarf when it comes to catching hold of things. I've only got hooves.
Oh, really? Puzzle. Wanting me to go into the water. As if you didn't know perfectly well what weak chests apes always have and how easily they catch cold. You see? Very well. I will go in. I'm feeling cold enough already in this cold wind, but I'll go in. I'll go in. I shall probably die. Then you'll be sorry.
Please don't.
No!
Please don't. I never meant anything of the sort, Shift, really. I didn't. I've forgotten about your weak chest. Of course I'll go in. You mustn't think of doing it yourself. Promise me you won't, Shift.
Well, if you insist.
Oh, but I do. There. You see, I'm in now.
Yes, well, get a move on then, or we'll lose whatever it is.
Yes, Shift.
Yes.
Well, everyone knows everyone, and we're all here, so...
But we're not all here, Professor.
Huh?
Where's Susan?
She's not coming.
Oh.
But why, Lucy? Well... She feels that she's got too old to be bothered with Narnia.
Yeah.
Who's right? She's really only interested in one thing now.
What's that, Edmund?
Well, being grown up, I suppose.
Grown up, indeed. And race ahead as quick as you can until you get to the silliest time of your life and then stop there as long as you possibly can.
Did you try to persuade her, Peter? I mean... Did you tell her how important it was that we all got together?
Oh, we tried, all right.
The truth is, she... Well, she doesn't believe anymore.
Whenever we try to get her to talk about our adventures there, she just laughs at us, doesn't she, Ed?
What wonderful memories you have, she says. Fancy you still thinking about all those funny games we used to play when we were children.
The last time I brought up Narnia, I was remembering all our old friends. Mr. and Mrs. Beaver, Tumnus the Fawn and so on. But she pretended I was making it all up.
Well, I suppose the idea of a country where animals can talk does sound rather far-fetched. Except that, well, once you've been there, I can't imagine how you could ever not believe it.
Oh, give me a hand, please, Chief!
Well, this is something and no mistake.
You know, I thought I was going to drown.
Huh?
Especially when I got caught under the waterfall.
And this yellow thing, whatever it is so heavy it kept dragging me under. What is it, anyway?
It is a lion's skin. I wonder...
I wonder who killed the poor lion. We must have a funeral.
Huh? Oh, it wasn't a talking lion. You didn't bother about that. Oh. No. This skin must have belonged to a dumb, wild lion.
All the same, Shift, yes. Oughtn't we to give it a decent burial? Huh? I mean, aren't all lions rather, well, rather special?
What?
Because of... You know who.
Now, don't you start getting ideas into your head, Puzzle. Because, you know, thinking isn't your strong point. We'll make this skin into a fine, warm winter coat for you. Yes.
Oh, I don't think that would be very respectful to the great lion, to Aslan himself, if an ass like me went about dressed up in a lion skin.
Why don't you ever treat me as I treat you?
What do you mean?
I don't think I can do everything. I know you're better at some things than I am. That's why I let you go into the pool. I knew you'd do it better than me. But why can't I have my turn when it comes to something I can do and you can't? Like thinking. Now, be fair.
Well, of course, if you put it that way...
Oh, I'll tell you what. You take a good brisk trot down to the market to get those oranges and bananas, and I'll get needle and thread to see what we can do with this skin. Yes?
Yes, Shift.
Yes.
Since Susan's not here, and there's no chance of her turning up, hadn't we better get started?
Oh, Peter's right. I'll pour us all another cup of tea. Talking's thirsty work.
Why are we having this meeting anyway, Professor? Is there trouble in Narnia?
Well...
Do you know something?
No, I wouldn't exactly say I know. It's just that I have this feeling.
What sort of a feeling, Professor?
Well, something has happened, or is happening, or maybe is about to happen.
That's more plodding than trotting. Oh, hurry up, Puzzle.
Oh, I'm tired.
Eh?
It's a long way, and there weren't any oranges, and there weren't any bananas.
Never mind. Come and try on your beautiful new lion skin coat.
Oh, bother that old skin. I'll try it on in the morning.
Oh, you are unkind, Puzzle. If you're tired, what do you think I am? All day long, while you've been having a lovely, refreshing walk down the valley, I've been working hard to make you a coat. Mm. My paws are so tired, I can hardly hold these scissors. And you won't say thank you. And you won't even look at the coat. You don't care and that.
Oh, my dear Shift, huh? I am so sorry. I've been horrid. Of course, I'd love to try it on. And it is simply splendid. Do try it on me at once. Please do, please.
Well, stand still, then. Stop fidgeting, will you? This isn't easy.
It's very heavy, Shift.
I know it's heavy. I'm the one who's having to do all the lifting of it. Look, can't you help a bit? Look, get hold of that bit with your teeth and paws.
I'm just thinking.
Well, don't. What a work went into making you this coat, though I dare say I will only receive complaints for my trouble. I mean, look how well the neck fits. Wasn't easy working that out. Donkeys having much longer necks than lions. But I cut a good piece out of the body and made you that collar.
I see.
Yes.
Except I can't see.
Oh, of course you can. Just push your nose through the lion's mouth and you'll be able to see through the eye hole.
That's not very comfortable, though.
Oh, but it looks wonderful. Wonderful.
Oh.
If we just tie these tapes underneath and around the tails... The two tails would spoil the effect completely. There. If anyone saw you now, they'd think you were Aslan, the great lion himself.
Oh, that would be dreadful.
No, it wouldn't. Everyone would do whatever you told them.
But I don't want to tell them anything.
But think of the good we could do. And everyone would have to obey us, even King Tyrion himself. Imagine the King of Narnia doing what we told him.
But Shift... Why would we want to do those things?
So we can set everything right in Narnia.
But isn't everything right already?
What? When there are no oranges or bananas or...
Well, you know, I'm not sure if there are that many people who want those things.
Oh, of course there are. And then there's sugar.
Yes, well, it would be nice if there was more sugar.
That's settled, then. You will pretend to be Aslan, and I'll tell you what to say.
No, no, no! Oh, don't say such dreadful things. Huh? It would be wrong. I may not be very clever, Shift, but I know that much. What would become of us if the real Aslan turned up?
I expect he would be very pleased. In fact,
He probably sent us that lion skin on purpose so that we could see things to write. Oh. Anyway, he never does turn up, you know. Not nowadays.
There, it's a sign, a warning. I knew you were doing something dreadfully wicked. Take this wretched skin off me at once.
No, it's a sign the other way. Yes, I was just going to say that if the real Aslan, as you call him, meant us to go on with this, he would send us a thunderclap. It was on the tip of my tongue, only the sign itself came before I could get the words out. You've got to do it now, Puzzle, and please don't let us have any more arguing. You know you don't understand these things.
Yes, Shift.
Yes, Shift.
What I can never get the hang of with Narnia is the whole business of the timescale involved.
You're right, Ed. All of us sitting in this room have been to Narnia, and those visits have taken place over I don't know how many years.
It's certainly a long time since Professor Kirk and I were there.
Yes, and that was year one in Narnian time. And then, a good many years later, Peter, Susan, Edmund and Lucy got there through the wardrobes. Arriving, what I seem to remember, was the year 1000 in Narnia.
And we lived there for years and years, and had ever so many adventures.
Do you remember when we first had trouble with those people from the south? From Calorman.
The Tizrock. He's their ruler.
Only if you're a Calorman, you're supposed to say, may he live forever.
Anyway, the Tizrock wanted his son to marry Susan, and she and Ed were virtually held prisoner in the great city at Tashban.
And we had a great battle, and Cor, the lost prince of Arkenland, turned up with a talking horse called Bree.
As for the Calormans, they went on being Narnia's enemies ever after. Well, certainly as long as we were there.
I forget just how long we were kings and queens in Narnia, but when we eventually got back through the wardrobe, it didn't seem to have taken any time at all.
But when we went back again, the next year, ever such a long time had gone by in Narnia.
Yeah, more than 1,300 years, as best as I can calculate it.
That's when we helped Caspian become king.
Then a year later, Ed, Lou and I, went back, and we joined Caspian's great voyage to the end of the world.
Yes, but in Narnian time, that was only about 3 years later.
And that's why I said it's so complicated.
But how many years passed before the next visit?
That's when Jill and I went. Yeah. In our time, it was only a few months. After our voyage on King Caspian's ship, the Dawn Treader.
But it was quite a long time in Narnian years. 50 years at least, I'd have said. King Caspian was an old man.
I'm only guessing, of course, but I think in Narnian time that was probably somewhere around 2,350-something, give or take a year or two.
That time, we helped Caspian's son, Rillian, become king.
And to think, Diggory, that you and I saw the crowning of the very first king and queen of Narnia.
I wonder how many more years have passed, and who's king of Narnia now?
I cannot set myself to any work or sport today, Jewel. I can think of nothing but this wonderful news.
It is wonderful news indeed, Your Majesty. News to lift not just the hearts of men, but also of us unicorns and all talking beasts.
To think that it has come in my reign, and that it will be recorded that this event happened in the time of King Tirion.
They are the most wonderful tidings ever heard. In our days, or our fathers, or our grandfathers' days, sire. If they are true.
Well, how can they not be true? First, it was the birds who carried the message, Aslan is here, Aslan has come to Narnia again. After that, the squirrels, they had not seen him, but they said it was certain he was in the woods. Then the stag, he had seen him with his own eyes a great way off by moonlight in Lantern Waste.
Indeed, sire, I believe it all. If I seem not to, it's only that I... Listen.
What is it?
Hooves, sire. A galloping horse. A very heavy horse. It must be one of the centaurs. Look, there he is. It is Runewit.
Hail, King!
Welcome, Runewit. You bring us more news of Aslan.
Sire, you know how long I have lived and studied the stars. For we centaurs live longer than you men, and even longer than your kind, unicorn. And yet never in all my days have I seen such terrible things written in the skies. I know by my art that some great evil hangs over Narnia. And then last night, a rumor reached me that Aslan is abroad in Narnia.
It is so. He has been seen.
Sire, do not believe this tale. It cannot be. The stars never lie, but men and beasts do. If Aslan were really coming to Narnia, the sky would have foretold it, and all the most gracious stars would be assembled in his honor. But they are not. Therefore, it is all a lie.
A lie? What creature in Narnia or all the world would dare to lie on such a matter?
That I know not, Lord King, but I know there are liars on earth. There are none among the stars.
Might not Aslan come, even though all the stars foretold otherwise? He is not the slave of the stars, but their maker. Is it not said in all the old stories that he is not a tame lion?
Well said, Jewel. Those are the very words. Not a tame lion. It comes in many tales. What is that?
Fair sire, on the edge of the wood.
A dryad, a wood nymph.
She is the spirit of a beech tree.
What is wrong, lady?
Lord King, come to our aid. Protect your people. They are felling us in lantern waste.
Felling lantern waste?
40 great trunks of my brothers and sisters are already on the ground.
Murdering the talking tree.
How dare they?
And who dares it? Now by the mane of Aslan. What is happening, lady?
It is a tree, sire.
She has fallen.
What has happened to her?
She is vanishing away.
A tree, wherever it is, many miles away perhaps, has been cut down. The tree and the spirit of the tree are now dead.
Come, friends. We must find whoever has done this with all the speed we may. I will not leave one of them alive.
It would please you to wait.
I will not wait. But while Jewel and I go forward, gallop as hard as you may to our castle at Caer Paravel. Here, take my ring for your token.
Sire!
Get me a score of men-at-arms, all well-mounted, a score of talking dogs, 10 dwarves, let them be all good archers, a leopard or so, and Stonefoot, the giant. Bring them after us as quickly as you can.
With a good will, sire!
Come, Jewel, let us away.
Sire, look!
What have we here?
A raft of logs, steered by a water rat.
Hey, water rat! What are you doing?
Taking logs down to sell to the Calormans, sire.
Calormans? What do you mean? Who gave the order for these trees to be felled?
The lion, sire.
The lion?
Yes, sire. It was on the order of the lion, of Aslan himself.
Thank you. Aslan? Aslan? Can it be true? Can he be felling the holy trees and murdering the dryads?
Perhaps the dryads have all done something dreadfully wrong.
But selling them to the Calormans, is it possible?
I don't know. He's not a tame lion.
Jewel, what lies before us? Horrible thoughts arise in my heart. But we must go on and take the adventure that comes to us.
Being hacked and cut and felled.
And by men from the south, and Calormen.
Get on, pull, you lazy bitch!
That poor horse. He can't pull. The log's stuck fast in the mud.
What, lazy brute?
He's straining as hard as he can. No animal, not even a dumb creature, should be treated in that way.
That is no dumb creature.
Narnian.
Come on, Jewel. I have my sword. You have your horn. Let us deal with these villains.
Sire.
Look out for the
fire! Let's settle them, sire. We must free the horse.
I'll cut the harness. Master Horse, how did these aliens enslave you? Is Narnia conquered? Has there been a battle?
No, sire. Aslan is here. It's all by his orders. He has commanded.
Look out!
Calormans!
We're outnumbered. Run for your life. And thank you.
Quick, on my back. Hold on tight. We'll soon leave them behind.
What is happening to my land?
The centaur was right, sire. Some great evil hangs over Narnia, is what Runwith said.
A great evil indeed.
Where to, sire? The castle of Caer Paravel?
Jewel, stop. Now, stop and let me off.
What's wrong? King Tyrion?
Jewel, we have done a dreadful deed.
We were provoked.
But to leap on them unawares while they were unarmed, we are two murderers.
Yes, you are right, Your Majesty.
I am dishonored forever.
And I.
And what if it is true that it was by Aslan's orders? That's what the horse said. That's what they're all saying. Aslan is here.
But how could Aslan be commanding such terrible things?
He is not a tame lion. How should we know what he would do? We who are murderers. Jewel, I will go back. I will give up my sword and ask that they bring me before Aslan. Let him do justice on me.
You will go to your death, then.
Do you think I care if Aslan dooms me to my death? That would be nothing, nothing at all. Would it not be better to be dead than to have this horrible fear that Aslan has come and is not like the Aslan we have believed in and longed for? It is as if the sun rose one day and were a dark sun that gave no light.
Or as if you drank water and it were dry water. You are right. This is the end of all things. Let us go and give ourselves up.
There is no need for both of us to go.
If we ever loved one another, let me go with you now. If you are dead, and if Aslan is not Aslan, what life is left for me?
If something is wrong in Narnia, Professor, what can we do?
I'm not sure. All I know is that somehow our help is needed.
At the end of our second visit, Aslan made it quite clear that Susan and I wouldn't be going back to Narnia anymore. I know Susan's out of it, but of course, I'd do anything to help Narnia, except I just don't think it would be allowed.
No, I'm sure you're right, Peter.
I don't think there's much Lucy and I can do either. At the end of our voyage with Caspian, Aslan told us we wouldn't go back anymore.
I don't remember Professor Kirk and I being told anything about whether or not we could go back, but we never did. And I seem to think it felt rather final when we left.
Yes, anyway, Polly, I fancy it's a bit late now. However, we must do something.
Lord Shift, Rishda Tarkhan, Captain-in-Chief of the Calormans, presents his compliments to the mouthpiece of Aslan. Well, I bring you prisoners.
I, Tyrion, who was king of Narnia.
What did he say? Did he say he was the king?
Silence, you animals! So, you are Tyrion,
a dishonored knight. I surrender.
And I give myself up too.
Oh, a pet unicorn, eh? It was by the skill and courage of my men, Lord Shift, and by the permission of the great god Tash, that we have taken these two desperate murderers alive.
And you rightly brought them here to Stable Hill, to the place where Aslan has chosen to return to his kingdom.
It is to the justice of Aslan that I give myself up.
Be quiet. We'll see about you later.
The King of Narnia. This is a lucky chance. We need to think what we are going to do with them.
I've got some other business to deal with first. They can wait. Now, listen to me, everyone. The first thing I want to say is about nuts. Where the hell's Quirrell got to?
Yes, sir.
Now, listen to me. I want... I mean, Aslan wants more nuts. Do you hear?
Please, would Aslan himself speak to us about it?
Twice as many. And here by sunset tomorrow. And no bad ones, or small ones, you understand?
Yes, sir.
Lord Shift!
Yes? What is it, Bor?
Why can't we see Aslan properly and talk to him when he used to appear in Narnia in the old days?
Times have changed. Is that not so, Lord Shift?
Yes. Yes, that's true. Very true.
Why should Aslan choose to speak to an ape? That's what I'd like to know.
Ape? Did you say ape? I'm not an ape. I'm a man.
Sure enough, looks like an ape.
I heard that, Badger. If I look like an ape, that's because I'm so very old. Hundreds and hundreds of years old. And it's because I'm so old that I'm so wise. And it's because I'm so wise that I'm the only one Aslan is ever going to speak to.
We want to hear Aslan speak himself.
Don't start arguing. I'm a man. You are only a fat, stupid, old bear. If you all come back here to Stable Hill tonight, Aslan may be very kind and come out of the stable for a few minutes. But he will not have you all crowding round him and pestering him with questions. He'll tell me what you've got to do, and I'll tell the rest of you.
And if you're wise animals, you'll be sure to do whatever the Lord Shift tells you to do.
Please, please.
What is it now? Be quick.
Please, I can't understand. What have we got to do with the Kalormans? We belong to Aslan. They belong to Dash. They have a god called Dash.
That's true. I've heard that. That his four arms and the head of a vulture.
They kill men on his altar, I've heard.
I don't believe there's any such person as Dash. But if there was, how could Aslan be friends with him?
Maybe. Give over your silly bleating. Go home to your mother and drink milk. Tash is only another name for Aslan. All that old idea of us being right and the Kalormans being wrong is silly. We know better now. Tash and Aslan are only two different names for you know who. Your heads, all right? Tash is Aslan. Aslan is Tash.
Excuse me.
What do you want, Cat?
The name is Ginger, but this interests me. Does your friend from Kalorman, the Rishter Takan, say the same?
Assuredly. The enlightened ape, man, I mean, is right. Aslan means neither less nor more than Tash.
Especially, Aslan means no more than Tash?
No more at all.
Is that good enough for you, Ginger?
Oh, certainly. Thank you very much. I only wanted to be quite clear. I think I am beginning to understand.
Ape! You lie. You lie like a Kalorman. You lie like an ape. Oh, silence, King Tyrion.
Come on, take it away.
Me. Take it away. Where are mirrors? For we hear him, and they're tied to a tree. Aslan will, do justice on him later.
Well, if none of the rest of us can go back to Narnia, they'd only leave Jill and Eustace. Now, did Aslan tell you to, anything?
I think he did. He told us we had to go back to our world. This world, I mean. For a while. I'm sure that's what he said. For a while.
He did. He also said, when you meet me here again, you will have come to stay.
Oh.
Does that mean that Eustace and I can go back?
Well, it may mean that Aslan intends you to get back. Well, the difficulty is knowing how, or even if, we can make that happen.